Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
My first guest tonight is Sarah Foster. She's an analyst at Bankrate.com. And what are we talking about? Well, as you well know, women are more likely to feel stressed about their finances than men. And then the article goes on to say, here's what to do about it. So let's just stop for a moment and really think on that. Women are more likely to feel stressed about their finances than men. Well, joining us to really bring clarity to this article that I'm reading, Sarah Foster is joining us. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm glad to have you. Okay. Bottom line is, we have been more likely to feel stressed out about finances than men since the beginning of time, I think. So this isn't like a new suggestion or a new thing we need to be aware of. It's been around forever. Do you agree?
No. Well, I think what's really important here, especially talking about our findings where specifically, 46% of women say that money is likely to negatively impact their mental health versus 38% of men. It's number one to focus on what this looks like at an individual picture. By negatively impacting their mental health, women mention, all respondents in our survey mentioned that this can either amount to feelings of anxiety, stress, worrisome thoughts, even loss of sleep and depression. So, obviously, this is a really important issue when it's impacting our mental health, but I think it's for reasons really both of the past and the present. I think, obviously, the past several years, especially in light of the coronavirus pandemic, have been very challenging in the face of our finances, but for women especially, they're dealing with issues like the gender pay gap and even, you know, the overall caregiving responsibility, which I think makes it even more challenging for women than men.
Absolutely. And of course, the pay disparities between men and women has also been painful. We were really on the move, you know, helping to bring the equality between men and women and how much we make. And then all of a sudden, like you said, when the pandemic hit, things really changed in our country and in the world. So where do we stop and say, if we're going to get ahead as women, we know what the disparity is. We haven't changed it yet. We're not equal to men's the amount that they make for their job. We're not there yet. So how do we encourage ourselves and keep moving up and forward?
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And this is an important question. And I think it's really important first to just recognize here that if you're stressed about your finances and you're a woman, there's really nothing wrong with you at all. And you're not alone. I think obviously it's incredibly difficult to save and invest, especially for long-term goals like retirement for all Americans. But especially when you're facing something like a gender pay gap, which gives you less money to work with in your budget. But what's really powerful, I think, especially in light of our finances, is celebrating those successes that we do make and then not being afraid to start small. And so, you know, kind of the advice that lots of mental health experts give, I think also kind of applies with our personal finance, where when we're setting our financial goals, we want to make sure we're separating those things that we can control from what we can't control. So, obviously, the inflationary picture, volatile markets that we've gotten in the past few months, that's not something that, unfortunately, any of us can prevent. But we can focus on those overall goals that we have with our personal finances, hopefully by starting small and remembering that, you know, no step is too small really to make a difference.
The coronavirus pandemic derailed women's equal pay progress, and I mentioned that a minute ago. But how did the pandemic do that? Why is it that we were delayed during the pandemic and there were still men that were doing very well?
Well, I think what's really interesting in talking about the coronavirus pandemic is this idea that it really became a she session, which is where the downturn specifically befell women. And I think that's for maybe two reasons. Number one, a lot of these service sector positions that were cut surrounding stay-at-home orders, restrictions, but women predominantly worked those positions. And then the second kind of aspect is that caretaking, lots of women dropped out of the labor force during the pandemic, either because children were out of school, you know, staying at home, they took on the homeschooling responsibility, or because loved ones, older Americans, fell ill or they felt, the responsibility to take care of them. And so we're still kind of seeing the lingering impacts of that today, even 2+ years almost since the pandemic began. Pretty close to 1 million women are out of the labor force still today. And so it's a challenge that's, you know, still ongoing even long after the pandemic first began.
What did you hear about women when they knew they could get a weekly check from the government to help buoy them, you know, help them keep moving at least equally? I'm just curious to know if those moments of the pandemic when they were getting those checks in, because I've heard so many people say, well, you know, a lot of these families got those checks and they really should be in the buildings working, where we weren't in the buildings working for 2 years almost. So it's frustrating when you hear something like that. So it feels as though men are not taking on nearly as much of the challenge of raising a family as the woman does. Even though she may have degrees, she is a professional, it's just so different between the two. It doesn't seem to be getting closer to being equal.
Yeah, well, I will say is around every stimulus check iteration, Bankrate ran a poll where we asked survey respondents what they were planning to do with the money. And overwhelmingly, they said that that money would impact their personal finances. It would make it everyday essentials more attainable. I think and almost all of them mentioned that they were going to use the money on those necessary expenses. So I think that's really important here to remember that money that was sent out during the pandemic was very helpful for so many people, and women included, who are facing, you know, difficult economic situations. But I think this idea, especially when we're talking about caregiving and caretaking, is especially important, not only just because that responsibility falls on women, but also how we know that it can impact their earnings, especially when women have to take time away from their job, maybe when they have to work fewer hours. A really interesting analysis from the National Women's Law Center found that the pay gap for moms is even wider than the pay gap for women overall, at about 75 cents versus 82 cents for all women. So it's a really interesting kind of topic here, especially as we, obviously raising a family is something that's so important for so many women. But obviously we are not really in a position here where we're seeing that it doesn't impact their earnings opportunities, even when they do take on that responsibility.
Exactly. Well said. I think my frustration is that no matter how hard as women, for women, we are constantly trying to move up the ladder or at least to be able to take care of our families without worrying where is the next, you know, meal coming from and that sort of thing. My frustration is that our relationship, women, I would say a lot of us can sit in circles in a restaurant and sit and really lament about how difficult it is for us to be healthy money-wise, right? To be healthy with our money. And I think that's me. I grew up in a family where my father was killed by a drunk driver when I was 14 years old. And so my mother really took it on, and she was there for us, you know, worked so hard. She was working two jobs and in college at the same time. It was a very, very difficult time. At the same time that all of that was happening, the whole idea of money and her not being able to get a credit card, not because her credit was bad, she had excellent credit, but because she was a woman. There was a time, right, when we couldn't get a credit card without a husband. So here we are today, and I was not good with money. I was the girl that should have had on the T-shirt that said, "What do you mean I don't have any money in my bank account? I still have checks," right? So when I look back on my understanding of being healthy with my money, right, taking good care, being responsible, it took me years. It took me about 7 years to really understand what I needed and had to do, absolutely had to do. So are we still at that point, or have we grown and learned how to manage that money, how to keep that money, how to grow that money?
Well, I think you highlighted a very interesting point at the beginning, which I think also kind of illustrates just how many hats that women feel like they have to wear. I was speaking with several women for this story that I wrote about this very subject, and many of them mentioned, you know, in addition to feeling like the overall caretaker for their household, they're also the ones, you know, making those decisions. They want to be, you know, the best money manager. They want to be the best wife. They want to be the best partner, the best parents. I think obviously the more hats you take on is very difficult. And especially for women, I think they mentioned that stress kind of stems from these overall income gaps that really make it harder for them to make these decisions. And so I think, you know, obviously this financial stress is a major issue, but what's really important is recognizing that we can take these steps to hopefully help mitigate that stress. Again, it kind of goes back to not being afraid to start small. I think there's also lots of low-hanging fruit within our own lives that maybe we can turn to hopefully help us. I mean, especially if, you know, income, the loss of income, maybe even making less income than other people that you know is what's stressing you out. Maybe there's something that you have in your everyday life that you can monetize, maybe a hobby that might be worth a side hustle. I think obviously it's a little bit difficult to expect women to work multiple full-time jobs, even part-time jobs in addition, especially if they're a parent. But there's lots of these small steps that we can take that hopefully can help women overall in the end. And I think that's very important, especially when they might feel like the odds are completely stacked against them in the face of these broader societal issues like the pay gap.
Yeah, exactly. And I know I read this quote, another way to alleviate stress for women when it comes to our finances is to accept the fact that there are always going to be surprises that may come up. And I don't think I know a woman that doesn't agree with that, but it's not easy to do, is it?
And I think that's really, you know, giving yourself grace is also very important here. And in addition to speaking with women who feel stressed about their finances, I also spoke with many financial experts who are women, and they all mentioned, even the experts here, that there are times when money stresses them out. There are times when they're caught off guard by unexpected expenses. But when we step back and really realize that there are these little steps that we can take in our lives to hopefully help manage our stress and manage our budgets, those go hand in hand. And I think we'll be prepared for more of those emergency expenses, even if you can't stop them from happening.
I think another one of the crucial problems with our currency today is that we have been hearing so much about cryptocurrency. So here we are as women trying to figure out how to make this work, right? Whether you are a single mother, whether you are married or partnered, we are trying to figure out how to make it work. But when you hear over and over again that our currency could become cryptocurrency, right? I actually interviewed a woman who knew the most about cryptocurrency, and I asked her at the end of the interview, I said, so our current way of making money and saving money and, you know, being able to grow money is at stake here. Are you telling me that our way of currency today will be changed to cryptocurrency? And she said it's already in place. It's already being done as we're talking. She said you will be hearing more about this. Now, is that something that women are really paying attention to right now, is something like cryptocurrency? And if so, do we understand it?
Well, I think this is a really complicated subject, and I think I would really want to zoom out here and pull attention to maybe two of our surveys. I think that were really interesting, where women mentioned that they were worrying about almost every kind of money concern except of their investments, which men tended to say that they were more likely to worry about their investments. And I think what that shows is also kind of a lingering inequality, because another survey that we ran from May found that 50% of men say that they're invested in stocks. They have stock-related investments versus 37% of women. So I think while that's not to say that there aren't women out there who are taking charge, who are investing, who are, you know, finding ways to make additional income, especially in the face of these broader issues like inflation, I think what this really shows is that, you know, there is this inequality, and it's not to say that maybe women aren't educated about the subject. I think we can't underestimate the impact that the gender pay gap has had on some of these goals. I think when you're used to making significantly less money than even men, I think even taking some of those steps can be a lot more difficult in your budget to really allocate that money.
Well, I tell you, Sarah Foster, analyst at bankrate.com is who I'm speaking with tonight about this really important subject about how women are handling our money. And it's really a stressful time in our country, that's for sure. My final question for you, Sarah, you talked about find ways of monetizing your hobbies and that sort of thing, or starting a side hustle. We are the queens or the leaders of side hustles, right? I really believe that. I not only myself have I had a side hustle, but I have so many female friends that are married, some that are single mothers, and so much more that have side hustles. Tell me more about that and the importance for women.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think overall, you know, starting a side hustle is just something that might be a little bit easier to make additional income than picking up a second part-time job or even another full-time job. I think if you're doing something in your life that's already worth something, it's really a low-hanging fruit option for you to maybe find a way that you can monetize it. I think I spoke with a woman for this piece who mentioned that as a hobby, she really enjoyed making jewelry, making shea butters, making lotions. I think, and during an unfortunate instance when she had to take time away from her job due to a medical emergency, she thought to herself that, hey, this is something that maybe I can sell. And it ended up, you know, making a pretty significant chunk of change to hopefully help her, along with, you know, that disability check that only recovers about 60% of her income. So it's really, again, it kind of goes back to what we've been talking about all along, where we can't deny that there are instances about our finances that will always stress us out. We can't prevent the uncontrollable things like inflation, market volatility, and even emergency expenses. But we can take some of these small steps to hopefully limit the stress and make us feel like we are more in control of our money. And I think a side hustle is a really important way to do that.
Sarah Foster, I'm so glad you were able to join us tonight. A lot of good information. Thank you.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.